The name Head Bridge, built in 1274, meant as much as the most important bridge in the city. Because this bridge was the place of executions by beheading, it was also called the Beheading Bridge. In 1371, a wealthy father and his son were sentenced to death by beheading for rebelling against Count Lodovic of Mal. This evil count was curious to see which kind of love was greater, the love of parents for their children, or the love of children for their parents. So the count decided that the one who would cut off the other's head would be granted mercy and live. A heartbreaking, impossible choice. In the end, the father was able to convince his son. "I am old," he said. "You have your whole life ahead of you. If we cannot agree on a decision, we will both be beheaded. Why not save one life, the most precious one?" He continued to plead until his son agreed. Both were brought to the place of execution at this bridge. The son, who is brought forward first, waits emotionally for his father. The father is then brought forward, prepared for execution, his neck exposed. Both father and son shudder at the pain and hurt they know will follow. Finally, the sword is handed to the son. With all his might, the son lifts the sword, and the blade falls out of the hilt. The blade fell and stuck its tip into the wooden floor of the bridge. This was seen as divine intervention, and the count himself immediately ordered their release. To remember this remarkable event, a statue of the father and son was placed on this bridge in 1406 until 1799. When it was renovated. The last execution by beheading took place in 1585. In the Stam Museum, there's a painting by Peter Peters depicting this scene. In 2011, a scene of hope was transformed from the painful history of this area.